This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. If you're familiar with Steve Quayle's work at all, the books he's written, some of his adventures, I mean, this is like quasi-Indiana Jones, this guy. Last year, he had a conference in Branson, Missouri, which is a fantastic place to go. It's called the Gen 6, like Genesis 6 about the Giants, whatever. Gen6.com is the website. Gen6.com is the website. You can get tickets for this year also. Last year, I was there. Numana was a sponsor. We're going to be again this year. It was fantastic. The amount of information and different perspectives. My wife loves this stuff, and she just, she just freaked out. She spent all her time listening to Steve Quayle. When's Steve coming on? When's Tom Horn coming on? It was great. If you're familiar with his work at all, you'll love it. If you're not, you'll love it. If you like what he's telling you now and the different things and Ancient Aliens, that show, that kind of work, this guy, he's the real deal. And everybody at that conference is the real deal, are the real deals, and you're going to just absolutely enjoy it. And Branson is fantastic. So, Branson, that's going to be in September, let me get the exact dates right, 14th through the 16th, September 14th through the 16th, here in a couple months. Gen6, GENSIX.com is the website. I don't have a phone number. Maybe, I don't know if there's a phone number. We'll see about getting a phone number for you that don't have internet access and would like to go. But check that out. It's going to be fantastic. We're talking, of course, to the one and only Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E. We're talking about Mars. He has a new book. Maybe he'll work that in. It's called Terminated, the End of Man, and how this new creation, this new dogma that's going to come down about where man came from and how it relates to Mars. And that's where we're at, Steve. Mars and Earth, what we've been told has been a complete lie. What's the truth?
Well, here's the truth. And by the way, the interesting thing was the name of the priest, I want to just backtrack a little bit. When Plato wrote Timaeus, okay, and Plato lived around 424 to 347 BC, but the whole thing with Atlantis really caught on about 200 BC. The guy's name was Sanchis, S-O-N-C-H-I-S, or Sanchi of Sais, and he was the one that related to Solon, who passed it on to Plato. I'm sorry, who passed it on to Plato, that wrote about Atlantis. Now, why is this important? Because the Egyptian and all ancient civilizations were absolutely terrified of events in the sky. You know, Daniel, we took one of the True Legends, expedition tours down to Peru, Machu Picchu, Ollantaytambo, Sacsayhuaman, and all of the different megalithic and Incan structures. And it doesn't matter where you go in the world. All of the ancient structures are all centered on the heavens, and the heavens meaning the sky. Even the old cave paintings, and this is relevant to where we're going, even the old cave paintings of Altamira, Spain, and Lascaux, France, they used to think, these are just a bunch of, early hunter-gatherers painting different animals, only to find out these were constellations, and they were putting within an animal's body all the different, major points in the universe that they could see with their naked eye. Now, why is that critical? Because at some point, the asteroid belt that is, in our solar system was created. And it was a planet that got destroyed. A lot of people call it Astra. A lot of people call it, Rahab. That's not how I know it in antiquity. But imagine you're sitting on Earth and you're 400, 500 BC, and Mars has more of an egg-shaped orbit, and you can see Olympus Mons, which is the largest volcano in our solar system, okay? And it's interesting because it's 16 miles high, and it's 374 miles in diameter, and there are ancient records of people seeing that with their naked eye. So imagine how close Mars would have had to come to Earth at a certain point. Now, in physics, this is important. In physics, there's a law called Bode's Law. and it just states that every planet is a given numerical, mathematical numerical distance from the sun. And it postulates that there's supposed to be something between Mars and Jupiter, which was called Astra, or some people call it Rahab, people call it the Destroyer. But it is believed that that was absolutely destroyed due to what I told you before, Roche's Limit. Now, why is all this interesting? Again, did you ever have the good pleasure of hearing Greg Evenson or hearing him interviewed when I interviewed him or Hawk interviewed him over the years? Greg, former Green Beret, one of the most decorated troopers in Kansas history.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Greg went to be with Jesus, and one of the very last conversations we had, this is kind of interesting, he wanted to come on with me on the radio. I think it was going to be on Doug Hagman's show on a Friday, and we were talking on a Wednesday, and Thursday he passed away. So all I can tell you is this, Greg was personally acquainted with Mars. People say, I don't believe that stuff. It doesn't matter what you believe, but when you've got guys of multiple integrity, and I've known, I think, five different people that have validated and verified, and two of them are four-star generals, that we already have been on Mars, and I'll tell everyone this, that what they tell you about Mars is a total distortion. What they show you on the color of the atmospheric pictures is also a distortion, because I want to share with your listeners the parallels, okay, because it's really important. When you deal with the polar ice caps of Mars, you know, they used to deny it had anything to do with water or ice, and that was just all phooey. Now we know it's got water. And then you've got, obviously, Earth having the same thing. The surface temperature on Mars compared to the Earth is about, you know, minus 63 degrees, so it's cold. But imagine it was closer to the sun than it is now. The tilt of Mars's axis, here's something very interesting. It's 25 degrees versus for the Earth, 23.45 degrees. You can do the math, and I think that's, what, 97.5%. When you deal with the atmosphere, you're dealing with 7.5 millibars on Mars and much higher barometric pressure, 1,013 millibars at sea level. Now, when you get into the atmosphere, that's where things change. And now we're talking and hearing people who are in the astrophysics world talking about Mars being stripped of its atmosphere. Well, due to the same laws of magnetism and, again, Roche's limit, something had to move into Mars's orbit to strip it. But now we both have Grand Canyons, and this is where Jim McCanney, you know, his plasma discharge, and I haven't talked to Jim in a number of years, but the thing is that we have the equivalent of the deepest canyon on Mars called Valle Marineris, okay? Not Marinara sauce, but Valle Marineris. The Mariner's Valley is 4.35 miles deep, and it's 2,485 miles wide. Now, what's astonishing about that, watch this, that the Grand Canyon, obviously on Earth, is 1.1 mile deep, but it's 2,485 miles. I'm getting excited here, versus the Grand Canyon, U.S., is 248.5 miles long. By the way, I flew that about 6 months ago in a helicopter with a shot-over camera, and we covered about 1,000 miles in a day for another, I'll just give your listeners a treat. Our next video coming out of Gen 6 is going to be called The Egyptian Presence in the Grand Canyon, the Pacific Rim, and the Great Smithsonian Cover-Up. For the first time, Daniel, we've got eyewitnesses that have seen the hidden chambers of the Smithsonian, not in Washington, D.C., but in their secret warehouses, who have been taken there and who have literally explained on camera. Now, we had to obscure his face, and we had to modulate his voice a little bit, but let me share this. When he told me who he was, he said, go check me out. I checked him out. He was very intimately aware with Smithsonian. And so we've got that on the coming special that we're doing. It'll be released in DVD, God willing, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's called The Egyptian Presence in the Grand Canyon, the Pacific Rim, i.e. Maui, the navigator for Captain Rata, from Egypt in about 235 BC. Sales discovers both South and North America and left his mark, and they had advanced mathematical understanding due to Aristophanes of the Library of Alexandria. And see, all these people weren't a bunch of cavemen that just walked around basically in whatever they could make sandals out of. These gentlemen who we look at as some of the smartest people in Earth's history had that knowledge given to them. You don't get a cosmic perspective by living on Earth and just basically sitting around on hallucinogens trying to make all this stuff up. So what's critical about, and this is what's interesting, when you're dealing with the, let's just call it the Grand Canyon of Mars versus the Grand Canyon of Earth, how is it that the Grand Canyon of Earth is literally 10 times shorter than Mars? And it's quite candidly a fourth as deep. The Grand Canyon, our Grand Canyon, is a quarter as deep as the Grand Canyon on Mars. Now, most people don't know this, but Cairo, C-A-I-R-O, Egypt, literally means city of Mars. So we're talking about some pretty amazing things here, and some of the astonishing things are looking at that the parallel and the similarities had to be like sister planets. And those of you who are familiar with the Bible, you've got the twins, obviously you've got Jacob and Esau, and you've got the different, parallel truths running. You've got Abraham. You've got the two children. Abraham's a father of both, but obviously you've got the issue of who begat whom, but you're always dealing with twins. So the twin planet. Mars has always been called the planet of war. You've probably seen that. Even the early science fiction genre of the late 50s and early 60s were always fascinated from Mars. One of the most interesting sci-fi movies that came out of the late 50s was Invaders from Mars. And that was the first science fiction show that showed implants. Now, why is this critical to what we're talking about? Because Antarctica is drawing people from all over the world who are the movers and shakers, and let's just call it, they are the shadow masters. They are the rulers of this present world. But they're going down to see what Admiral Byrd detailed and called, if you're going to love this name, the King of the World. Well, Jesus specifically identified Lucifer as being the god of this world, little god, G, because obviously there's someone who can command and demand the respect of the most powerful, if you will, non-believing men and women in the world to come and to summon them. So we're talking about civilizations. We're talking about Mars.
There's the music on the other side. I'm not going to let you get away. You got to say a little more about the Grand Canyon in Egypt. You got to give us a little more teaser than that. That was great. But let's get back to Antarctica and the Grand Canyon on the other side. Stay tuned. SteveQuayle.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Matt Damon, you hear public figures wanting to go there now. NASA, supposedly, they haven't been there, but we know from James McCanney, now from Steve Quayle, both of them saying, yeah, we've been there. A lot going on. One, I've heard that there's a restricted area in the Grand Canyon you can't fly over. Did you have to deal with that when you went there? Give us a little more taste of that Egypt area.
Sure.
I know our audience
sorry,
is going to want to hear about that.
Yep. Daniel, how much longer do we have? Because I don't want to run up against the clock for you, because I want to cover everything you want me to cover. But
we have.
Go ahead.
We have 4 minutes in this segment, and we go to the top of the hour, so we got 46 minutes until the end of the show.
Well, when we flew the Grand Canyon, most of you who are pilots know that there are flight corridors. 90% of the Grand Canyon is off limits to even the hikers, if you will. There's tributaries, and there are severe flight restrictions. Now, the only way that we can deal with that is the right time of day we use a shot-over camera. A shot-over camera is basically the best aerial mount system you can use, but they're even talking about closing at some point the Grand Canyon off to all flyovers. Now, this is there's a reason to this. The title of the new DVD, Forbidden History Revealed, The Egyptian Presence in the Americas and the Pacific Rim, The Great Smithsonian Cover-Up. And I'll read you just the back of the DVD cover, because you'll get one of the first ones. They're literally being stamped, I think, on Wednesday, being sent out to be stamped and stamped, you know, produced. And I say this, for the first time in history, an eyewitness account of the fact that Egyptian artifacts and giant skeletons were taken from the Grand Canyon and stored in the secret underground Smithsonian warehouse. I want to stop right there for a minute. Do you know that we've turned up at least 200 newspaper articles from the late 1800s into the early 1900s with talking about giant bones up to 21 feet. And even in 1877, in one of the South newspapers, they talked about a live giant that was seen by over 300 people, detailing everything. Well, I'll give everybody kind of an interesting thought. Number one, it had a triangular mouth. Now, I'm probably one of the key researchers in the world of giants worldwide. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, you know, you focus
no on question. 45 without
years.
No question.
Yeah, and so this thing had a triangular mouth and 8-inch tusks. It also had eyes. Instead of being horizontal like humans, it was more reptilian. But just the pupils themselves on the slits were, they said, the size of cantaloupes, okay? That's a big pupil. So they measured this thing 21 feet. You know, I mean, this is big, man.
Oh, my God.
His beard alone was 6 feet. So I'll have an illustration of that. And one of the things we're going to have at Branson, we're going to have a 13-foot-tall giant that is built on the actual Native American measurements of the famous giants that used to run across America. You can see it on my book cover, the True Legends book cover. That was a real guy. He could pick up a buffalo under each arm or one arm and rip it apart and eat it on the run. And so most people don't understand that even Buffalo Bill Cody was recited that story by, I think it was either the Paiute or the Sioux. But the idea is this. The reason why the great cover-up and cover-over is because with the giant bones now and the new studies from Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory on bone tracing and tracking, it will lead back to an obvious conclusion that the giant bones, not of animals but of humans, the human giants, would point to an otherworldly DNA, i.e. the biblical fallen angels of Genesis 6. Now, going on to the back of cover, why are all the landforms in the Grand Canyon named for Egyptian deities? If I told you the answer to that, you'd be surprised, because of the different groups of Egyptians that were in the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, the military has sealed off a lot of these caves, and also I've got eyewitness testimony from Native Americans, the Pueblo people, and also Cliff Mahudi, the Zuni elder, is the fact that the U.S. military was drilling down into the canyon walls to extract different giant, if you will, mummies and for DNA experiments. Now, why do you want to extract the DNA of a mummy if it's a giant? Well, simple. You want to use it into your super soldier program. And then the reason why the Grand Canyon is named for Egyptian deities like the Temple of Ra, Temple of Isis, all these different names is because of the artifacts that were found there. And if people think this is BS or bogus, they just need to know that the Prime Minister of Egypt, Nubar Pasha, requested all Egyptian artifacts be returned to Egypt or the bones destroyed. They did not want to get into the issue because, look, if you want to talk about Columbus, Columbus was about 2,000 years too late when he discovered America.
There's the music. Wow, my jaw is just hanging open. I did know some of that, Steve, because I went to the Gen 6 conference last year. And you will too, gentlemen, if you come this year. Get a ticket. I think it sold out last year. Didn't it sell out last year, Steve?
Yep, and we've only got about 400 tickets left, but we're encouraging everybody to live stream and sign because we've only got a limited number of those.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will sit down and chat face-to-face with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Earlier today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the media.
The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korea Peninsula is the only outcome that the United States will accept.
Former Ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, said he likes what he's seeing so far.
I'm getting some good vibrations. I think it's very important that the summit focus on the main issue of denuclearization.
The Interior Department announced that they would be spending $256 million in funding on infrastructure projects at 22 national parks. The parks include the Great Smoky Mountains, Mount Rushmore, and Yellowstone. The money will be spent on updating visitor centers, repairing some flood damage, and also rehabilitating wastewater systems. And back on this date in 1986, the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off was first released. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutriMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Steve Quayle. Before we get back to Steve and the wonderful world of giants and Egyptians and, you know, just lies, whatever you want to call it, I'd like to make you aware of our specials. Summertime's usually slow for the Power Hour, the sales for radio, and just in general. We have a sale, store-wide sale at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Everything is 10% off. We also have a free shipping special you can take advantage of. Talking to Steve, talking to Dane, I had the same thought. These particles, you know, a nanoparticle, if you're going to compare them, a nanoparticle about as big as a marble as a dust particle is to a car. and the nanoparticles that are coming down, no HEPA filter is going to take care of them. You're the filter that's going to take care of the nanoparticles, and it's going to get into your body. So how are you going to handle it? How are you going to be as efficient and as healthy as you can? You have to detox. Detox or die, as Sherry Rogers says. Dr. Group's products, all his detoxes are 10% off. All, of course, the heart drops, very good to keep the circulation going, to get all this flushing out. The clay, the activated charcoal, all these things are just absolutely essential for your detox, for your health, for your well-being. Please take advantage, and we thank you so much for your purchases and for your donations. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Please take advantage. We're coming back to Steve. Steve, you're known for the guy who kind of gives decade-ahead newsworthy headlines. And what we're talking here, we're looking ahead a decade, two decades, what have you. We're coming at a crossroads. The evil of the past, the evil of the present, it's like they're meeting, and humanity is right in the crosshairs. What are we looking at? How big is this?
Well, I think it's important that people understand that everything is headed towards doing away with mankind and making a better human being. That's what's called transhumanism. Transhumanism, or H+, basically states that by combining technology and human augmentation, we can become basically the superheroes of comic bookville, and when we achieve singularity, that simply means that the human mind is merged with all known information universe, and we all become gods. Now, what's wrong with that? Well, it goes right back to the Garden of Eden. And the Garden of Eden, the biggest lie was, you know, if you just basically disobey God, Eve, you're going to live forever, you shall not surely die, and you shall be as gods. But what you're dealing with in the hybrid age, Daniel, the mythological monsters of yesterday are already being built in the laboratories of today. And this is really hard for people to grasp. At Branson, I want to make this clear, Branson, Missouri, September 14th through the 16th, I think we've got 400 tickets left, okay? Last year, people got so mad at us because, and I mean, not a lot, maybe a dozen, but we're trying to give everybody a chance to go there. Now, most people may not be able to go there from all over the world, obviously, so I want to tell everybody that we've got live streaming available in order to facilitate our out-of-country or people that are non-ambulatory, because this is a critical conference. There's nothing like it in the world. Tom Horn and I have both been called by the transhumanists and their mouthpiece and their publications, the transhumanist resistance leaders. Oh, great. So we've got Skynet, and they're picking on us because we're telling people, especially Christians, who are embracing transhumanism in a large populations, and they don't understand the lie that's there. Ye shall live forever. You shall not surely die. Now, everybody says, well, what's so wrong with that? Because it will cost you your eternal soul. Do you believe in your soul? Listen, in 1996, the British Telecom, created a chip, Daniel, that they were hoping they could download the whole human consciousness on. Do you know what they called it? The Soul Catcher chip. You can look that up. Anybody can look that up. Soul Catcher. I remember that's probably one of the years, 95 or 96, when I started as a talk radio show host. But what's critical about Branson is this. You're going to have some pretty amazing speakers, and it's going to be different than last year, Daniel, which obviously you were there, and you obviously, and your wife enjoyed it immensely. But this is some of the lead guys in the world on this, from Tom Horn, Hugo de Garis, who wrote the book The Ardalec War. He's talking about Giga-death. Now, remember, this is a man who's probably one of the top three neuroscientists for creating artificial brains in the world. He lives in China. We're bringing him over to the United States. Then we've got Richard Dolan, who is an expert in off-planet existence. Now, people that don't believe in that, just go look up Ben Rich and Skunk Works, and you can read his famous quotes. Ben Rich, Skunk Works. Then Tim Alberino is going to be talking. I'm going to be talking. David Knight is going to be talking. We've got a molecular biologist. Sharon Gilbert is going to be sharing. And we limit our speakers to eight, and we have a maximum amount of time for them to speak. We're going to change some things up. I don't think I followed through on a statement. I'm notorious for taking rabbit trails. We have a giant life-size, if you will, sculpture built by Mark Patrick, one of the most gifted and, you know, talented men, in my opinion, in the world. And he's built this thing that's 13 feet tall. It's like 900 pounds, so it'll take us 4 or 5 hours to get together with pulleys and everything. But unless people can relate to this, now, how do giants, transhumanism, and hybrids figure into this? It is my contention, and I'm outspoken on this, and was the first person to talk about this decades ago, and I'm only saying that for the record. Somebody says, well, you sure are arrogant. No. When I'm on record as saying something after 9,000 hours and somebody pops up with a YouTube and claims it's original to them, that's dishonest. But what it is important to say is that 20 years ago I was warning people about this day that you would come, there would come a day when you would have demon-possessed robots. And by the way, sex with robots going over then, most people just thought, uh-oh, you know, they probably thought I was macro-dosing on LSD. For the record, don't do drugs. The point being is that transhumanism, the hybrid age, today's technology is basically going to produce yesterday's monsters. All of the different chimeras. Chimera simply means a combination animal-human DNA. And now, I just touched on it, what do you think it's going to do when people can get the bones of a real giant and track its heritage back and they come up with, uh-oh, there's something here. There's the X factor in the genome. It's not a double helix. It's a triple helix. So the idea of the True Legends Conference, I'm encouraging everybody, go on gen6.com, because we're 94 days, Tim put a counter on our website, Timothy Alberino, we're 94 days, 17 hours, 18 minutes, and 6 seconds away. This thing will sell out in the live streaming probably in the last 4 weeks or sooner. So please, ladies and gentlemen, it will be a one-in-a-lifetime deal, and this is totally different from last year's. It's been attenuated. It's obviously bigger, literally taller, and it's going to be much broader. And I think what is going to happen, Daniel, this is how I see it playing out. This information that will be given at Transhumanism and Hybrid Age will absolutely help the people to deal with the mind-melting revelations that are coming. I had to hold up my book, add a couple extra chapters on Terminated, and I want people to know they can get that ahead of time, save $10, just because the headlines on not only artificial intelligence, when they call it AI, I call it Antichrist intelligence. Yeah, I call it basically because a demonic, you cannot program sentience. You cannot program, you know, you can give parameters and cause the robot to operate within those parameters to respond to certain touches in certain places and say ooh or whatever they're going to say. But most people don't get this. And I say most people, the reason I overuse that term intentionally is to get people to consider they are doing away with human biological reproduction. When you look at the book of Isaiah and it talks about in that day, I think it's the fourth chapter, in that day will seven women take hold of one man saying, we'll buy our own garments, we'll do all these things, but just take away our reproach. In those days, biblical days of Isaiah, to be without a husband and to be childless was the, I guess you'd say, the most difficult social, stigma that you could overcome. So when you're dealing with now what I would call exo-reproduction, I'm trying to be careful so I don't offend anybody, you're going to be dealing with children growing in pods. You're going to be growing and dealing with things that are entities that will have a human form. But the question I get asked is, when do they cease to be human? My answer is simply this. When they cease to be biologically reproduced in the context that God created them. Now look, I'm a pretty scientifically minded guy. I'm a pretty open-minded Christian. I'm a pretty, well-researched author and also a historian. And when you put all those things
Hold it right there, Steve.
Yep.
Hold that thought right there, Steve. We're coming to break. Last segment. I want to finish this. Where is this going? I mean, this is... This is so big, so important, and the state track meet bears that out in Connecticut. We'll talk about that. ThePowerHour.com, Gen6.com is the website for the meeting. You'll love it.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Gen 6, G-E-N-S-I-X, from Genesis 6. Gen6.com is the website for the conference. I'm pretty sure, I can assure you, I think that you're just going to love that deal. My family and I love it. Even my children went. They were fascinated. They liked the, who is Alvarado, the young guy, the Spanish with a little accent. But my kids, I don't know why, my children just loved him. They wanted to see him every time. It was pretty cool. This conference is going to be great. You're going to meet like-minded people. This is cutting-edge information. And this isn't like woo-woo stuff. It's like, look, here, XYZ, here it is right here. here's the information. I mean, what other conclusion can you come to? And you're going to feel like you're let in on a secret because all around you, people are deceiving you. And the big deception about who we are, I think that's coming. And it's here. I mean, you're having boys winning girls' states track meets right now. And this information out of Antarctica, out of Mars, they're going to try to tell us where we came from, who God is. They're going to try to define God for us and therefore define us and control us and get us a singularity, not of love, not of creation, not of God, but a singularity into a transhuman computer hellhole where demon-possessed computers are basically running the whole world, running the consciousness. That's where what Steve is talking about, the days of Noah. Steve, last segment, as in the days of Noah, so shall be the last days. I mean, go ahead and finish up, my friend.
As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. What that means, and now I get a lot of people, look, there were two times giants were mentioned. I have to say this, in the Old Testament, once before the flood, the word Nephilim is translated giants, and one after the flood in Numbers 13, 32, and 33, when the spies go into the promised land and spy out the land and come back and say, we were as grasshoppers in their sight. Cannibalism on a world scale now has increased. This is important for people to understand. The military is even designing robots that are fueled by human, if you will, human meat, okay? All of our organs.
Oh, my God.
So lovely, huh? Battlefield smorgasbord. So where we're at, Daniel, is in the days of Noah. Noah was not a morally perfect man, but he was a genetically perfect man. And God was the only one that could keep him and his generations untainted. Had Noah been tainted genetically, then Jesus could not have come to redeem mankind through the seed of man, as it states in Genesis 3:15. Now, how does all this apply to transhumanism, the hybrid age, etc.? It goes back to the oldest lie in the Old Testament. Ye shall be as gods. And by the way, it will become imperative that people who want to have an end-time ministry that's relevant to the young people, I mean, a lot of young people have already been absorbed by the board, the video game world. They no longer can relate to a physical world. They're in a gamer's virtual world. That gamer's virtual world, probably one of the most respected names in the gamer world. He's a believer in Jesus Christ. I can't use his name, but he said, Steve, it's getting darker. And by the way, he lives in Europe. It's getting darker and darker. And he said, everything that you can imagine wicked is coming to the forefront in those games. Guess what the big theme is? Giants, cannibalism, and sexual perversion. And the perversion comes because God created his sex for the procreation and also for the enjoyment of a bonded marriage. That's why marriage has gone down the tubes, because the commitment's no longer there. People aren't willing to take the responsibility. They want to go out and have a fling. The thing is that you can have all the flings in your life, but if it flings you, into eternal darkness, it's not a good deal. Now, hey, Daniel, I got to make this clear. The live streaming, people who sign up for live streaming this year at Branson, they can watch last year's conference for free. Once they get a code, they can go watch it, because we're building on something upon something upon something. If it was so wicked and corrupt that God had to destroy everything except that which was on the ark, okay, then what are we facing as a human race? And we're facing it just as the Tower of Babel. Babylon, Babel, some people pronounce it Babel, others pronounce it. But the Tower of Babylon was interesting, because God even acknowledged that anything they decide in their heart to do, they do. That's why he scrambled their languages. Well, now you're dealing with technology that's promising everything that the devil may have missed out on offering Eve. Maybe he only needed two things. But this is the ultimate bait for the biggest trap set for the human race and their fate. This is why we want to equip the saints. It talks in the book of Ephesians about equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. The average minister, not all of them, but the average minister cannot deal with transhumanism, the hybrid age, the giants. They just avoid everything. By avoiding the reality of biblical history, they've launched people into a virtual world, and people want real answers, so I'm excited to be able to give young people answers to their real problems and get them out of the virtual world into the real world, because in the real world, when you die, there are no reset buttons.
Let's. We have a couple minutes. Why don't you tell our audience, all this information can be overwhelming at times. It's quite a time we're living in. What can people do? What is most important right now?
Well, first of all, understand this, that Jesus promised his believers. Now, look, I'm not proselytizing. I'm not telling anybody to convert this, that, or the other thing. But Jesus, the only way I can deal with it is through Jesus. Because Jesus in the Bible said, behold, he gives us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. The book of James says, resist the devil and he must flee. You've got to know your authority. But when you've got Hollywood surrendering to Lucifer, worshiping Satan, and absolutely mocking all values that civilization are built upon, a civilization that has now turned to what we are embracing under the previous, let's say, 24 years of politics, we're going down the tube fast. And I believe President Trump was a time period, a timeout, and God gave America another time of repentance. I don't see us. We're still thinking that we can just basically dictate to the world on our terms. I love my country. I do not like what has happened to it, and I do not love what the horizon sees. See, any time you see over the horizon, people that simply refuse to see over the horizon are going to denigrate the guys who view it. And finally, when they do see over the horizon, the guys who saw over the horizon are 20 years beyond where they just got to momentarily. So, Daniel, people can go to gen6.com, sign up. It's bright green, live streaming, or they can order the tickets. We're down to, I think, 400 tickets. And again, we've tried to announce that we're giving people as much time as they can, because these are one-in-time events that are so profound. They'll affect people's life for the best forever.
Very good. Very exciting time. Fantastic information. And your book, Terminated, The End of Man, that's going to be available. They can get that on your website, Steve Quayle. They can get it there, pre-order.
Yes, sir. Terminated, The End of Man is here. It's on the front cover. And the tombstones say this, real simply, here lies the human race. This is who refused to acknowledge their end when it stared them in the face. That's where we're at. Who refused to recognize their end. Bye-bye.
Well, the power of God is with mankind. If we're willing to acknowledge it, if we're willing to become subject to it, it will take us beyond all this. That's my belief. That's my firm belief. That's one of the reasons I'm here. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great week. Catherine Austin Fitz will be here tomorrow. Matthew Pfeiffer, James McCanny, the aforementioned James McCanny, and then Cass Ingram later this week. So please join us. Please check out SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com. Very good to be with you. Have a very good evening. Steve, God bless you, man. Thanks for being here. We'll see you soon. PowerHour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105.
for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.